Hello, Gimpers and YouTubers. This is Lappy44, and this is another Gimp tutorial. First, with commentary, I might add. Let's get started. This Gimp tutorial is about sharpening an image, alright? Sharpening an image is important when you want to make an icon, a SIG, any type of GFX material requires a high quality picture, which you get from sharpening and other little effects. So let's get started. You may notice this stock from my icon tutorial. I did indeed use this stock. I quite like this stock. It's high quality and it's good. So what you want to do, you want to take your scale tool. Of course, if you're not going to scale it, I'll show you some other things you can do later. So first you want to take your scale tool and scale it down. What you want to do though, if it's like this big, put about 1,000, then just click scale. Make sure the chains are linked though. So there. Now you go to about filters, enhance, sharpen. Now it still looks high quality of the picture, but it's really not. So let's go like this. You don't want to have that speck, so you can see it right on this blue eyelash, those specks that are forming. You don't want those. So I recommend about 15 for that. And then do it again. Make it about 500 or about 300. So we'll go to filters one more time. And this is crucial. You want to at least sharpen it a couple of times before getting it to your original size. But never resize the image, making it bigger, or else you're never going to be able to get better quality. You're only going to get worse quality if you're trying to make it bigger than it really is. So about 35 here is good. Now, if you're just having like one of these as your background and you want it kind of high quality looking, go to colors, hue, and saturation. This is very important. Putting the saturation up makes the colors more vibrant. Just putting them down makes them less vibrant and gray, as you can see. And all the way up, it's like too vibrant. So you never want to put it all the way up because it's like way too much. So the original, put up about where the colors look nice. Maybe lighten it up just a bit. Click OK. You can also mess around with brightness and contrast, but I do not recommend it. But I'll show you. Because contrast, it pretty much just makes those specks. It's just a graying tool, really. It's like a lightness tool. So if you ever do use contrast, only use like 5, set it on 5 or something. And alright, this was my quick tutorial on sharpening. There will be more tutorials with commentary now that I have my mic. I hope you enjoyed this. Please rate and subscribe, and please comment. I will answer your comments. I hope this tutorial was easy to follow, and I hope you come back for some more. Thank you. Bye.